Lecture 5, Origins of Greek Civilization.
In this lecture, I wish to change the focus a bit of the course and deal with the origins of Greek civilization. That will put us on the island of Crete for the start of this lecture. It will also move us to the Greek mainland and the islands. But the western and southern shores of Asia Minor are intimately part of this early Greek world. Even though the people on Crete were not ethnically Greek, they certainly are culturally the forebearers of Greek civilization in many ways. And I believe it should be stressed that when you're dealing with ancient Greek civilization, you should not think in terms of the narrow modern definition of Greece, which is essentially the southern edge of the Balkan Peninsula and some of the rather ritzy Greek islands that everyone knows from travelogue. Greek civilization was Mediterranean-wide, and in its earliest phases, it was very much the entire Aegean world. That is the western shores of Asia Minor and the southern shores of Asia Minor to some extent, and eventually even the northern shores of Asia Minor, were all part of that greater Greek world, a world that eventually extended literally from Spain all the way to Cyprus in the eastern Mediterranean. So that's an important point to keep in mind. The second important point is that the Greek peninsula and the peninsula of Asia Minor have always been intimately connected. I think even more so than, say, Italy and Spain. The civilizations are intertwined, not only the coastal areas, but the vast hinterland, that third of Western Asia Minor, which is, in effect, backs up the cities of the shore. Excavations show today that ceramics, material goods from the Greek world or the Aegean world were already arriving in the early Bronze Age from 2800 BC on. So that what we're looking at is, in effect, that other great pole, that other tradition that pulls the peninsula in the direction of Europe. And the first three lectures, I concentrated a great deal on the Hittites and the early developments in Asia Minor in which civilization was brought in from the Near East. So our focus inevitably led us to the earlier civilizations in Mesopotamia and Syria. Now our focus is going to shift a bit to the west to explain that other great tradition. How did it emerge and how did it dominate the peninsula? And that's an extremely important point to stress. Now, Greek civilization has been pushed back to almost as old a date as Egypt and Mesopotamia. It's unusual in this regard. It is not based on a great river valley. It's instead based on seaborne commerce. And the development of Greek civilization really comes from the island of Crete. By 2800 BC, a people who are unknown to us, they have left a form of writing, a script known as Linear A. It's apparently a syllabary. That is, the symbols represent syllables rather than vowels. We still can't read it. I mean, there's been efforts to try to link it with modern linguistic groups. There's just too few texts to understand it. But we do know the cities and the material culture from archaeology. And by 2800 BC, there had developed towns based on trade in the Aegean islands. And if one studies the winds and the currents of the Mediterranean, the trade winds and the currents lead you from the Greek world to Syria and Egypt. It's much easier sailing from the west to the east and, in effect, north to south because you're going in a clockwise direction in the Mediterranean. So the early peoples of the Aegean were just inevitably drawn to the coast of Asia Minor, to the Levant, and to Egypt. These earliest Cretans we call the Minoans, and this is after the legendary figure King Minos, remembered in later Greek myth and legend as the master of the Aegean Sea. The Athenian historian Thucydides, writing in the 5th century BC, said that Minos was probably the first man known to us who imposed order over the Aegean. He drove out pirates, he installed his sons as governors in the islands, and built what the Greeks would call the first thalassocracy, that is sea power. It's just a fancy word for sea power. Thalassa is the Greek word for sea. Minos might have actually been a series of kings. It's thought that he was it's a dynastic name, that there were a number of kings that held the name, and that this was some distant memory of the later Greeks of this legendary figure. What we seem to be agreed upon is that these early people of Crete were not speakers of Greek. They spoke a language that was probably non-Indo-European.